top of the morning to your Deesa. You smoothie, me ice cold pizza. Cafe ole, latte da. You do the Zumba, but I do not. Give me like half a marathon. I'll give you the gospel of St. John. Hits me like a wake-up bomb. Cause we both know that it's mercy flows in the morning.
Serious.
Said this morning I woke up and I looked in the mirror and every part of my body was in place. Many people died and never saw this day. Another day I live, I appreciate. Don't ever wanna act too high and mighty, cause tomorrow I can fall down on my face. Doing everything, Lord, I give you praise. And I put a smile on my face. Lord, I thank you for sunshine, thank you for rain, thank you for joy, thank you for pain. It's a beautiful day.
I'm
Good morning. Excuse me. Good morning, Father God. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, Lord Jesus. And good morning, Tenon. Father God, I want to thank you for this good Resurrection Sunday. I thank you, God, because you are alive. You're alive in me, and you're alive in each and every one of us that will allow you to live and show yourself alive in them. God, I thank you. I thank you tremendously. I just thank you for what you did at the school. I thank you that this morning, a little bit later, it's going to close out. And I'm already thanking you for the next one, whenever you call it to be. We don't want to set up no rituals or nothing, God, but to be in your perfect will. Not in your permissive will, but in your perfect will. Tenline, this school, which was called by God for me to do, I have to tell you, I hadn't run a school in a bunch of years. Not for any particular, I could have run one at any point based on, my knowledge and what I know about my field, which happens to be a lot. But the kind of ministry that I have to wait on Jesus, because I have to know that he's going to run this school and that his people are going to be taught of God and taught of him. So I'm happy to give you a report this morning, Tenline. And I'm happy to thank all of you that your offerings and tithes and gifts made it possible. Not only did it make it possible for this school, but it's going to make it possible for the next school and personal mentorship, meaning I have the classroom set up, but the school was held at the Dalton Convention Center, and I expect the next one to be even bigger, because you got to understand, in this school, God told me, 6 people. And I knew, I had an idea why he said 6, because the level of personal training, the level of personal impartation and activation, I thought, and God was showing me that the way he wants the school and this mentorship to go, it has to go personalized. It cannot go institutionalized. So it has to be centered around the personal growth needs of everybody in the classroom. So what God did, he doubled it. And he doubled it, the exact number that he gave me. So I know that for me to probably try to go outside of that number, I would be ineffective. And the whole purpose of training from God is to be effective. So can I get maybe 3 people that were in that school to call on the blog talk and give a report to the Tenline and to the world, really, because the Tenline has about at least 20,000 people that download this material monthly. Some months it's 30,000. But I want you to give this report to the people that subscribe, like on YouTube. So, and I wanted, can I get about maybe 3 people to call me on the blog talk? And I need somebody to post this number for me. The blog talk number is 319-527-6068. 319-527-6068. Can you call me quickly? At least about 3 people that were in the school. I don't see anybody calling me. See, if I give the report myself, it might seem like I'm exaggerating. Because God showed up in such a marvelous way that if I say it, it will be sounding like I'm exaggerating. But I'm not. 1699. Who is that, please?
What?
1699.
What'd she say? I said, whose number is that? 1699, please.
So what do I do? Put my numbers in? My number in?
Nope. Just talk to me. Talk to me.
I know, but what do I do?
I hear you talking. Just talk to me. Talk to me on the radio.
Hello?
Hello?
This is Deborah. This is Deborah. Good morning.
I think you're still drunk or something. I don't know.
I am.
Can you give a report about what happened with you at the school, or just talk about the school something?
Yes, ma'am. Let's see, Friday night when we came, you ministered to us. You prayed for me and for my mind. I had layers of mind control from years of different ministries, different faults, cults, and just many things I've gone through in my mind. But the Lord broke that off of me that night. Praise the Lord. The next night or the next day on Saturday, beautiful, wonderful, glorious teaching that changed my life forever, gave me so many answers to questions I've had for so many years. 30 years ago, I remember when the Lord first showed me about deliverance, I knew nobody. I had nobody to go to. Everybody I talked to, nobody understood what I was talking about. I never found the answers I needed, but I did now. I have those answers now. Hallelujah. So, when you called me up and you prayed for me, it was you didn't even touch me. And I felt the presence of the Lord over my body, on the inside of my body, and my knees buckled and I hit the floor. And I couldn't get up. I don't know how long I was there, but I couldn't get up.
But the important thing,
thank the Lord. I've laughed ever since.
I said, while you were on the floor, and I mean this, brothers and sisters, it doesn't matter about a person being on the floor, but when you are overcome by the power of God and you go immediately up in his presence, did God talk to you on the floor?
No, I was just in such peace. I was I felt like I haven't rested in I don't know how many years. I was in just such peace.
When you hit the floor, God said, and I spoke to the school, I said, God is going to give her, when she gets up off that floor, it's going to be like she has had 30 years of rest. Was it like that?
Oh, yeah. Yes, ma'am. I slept so good last night.
Oh, Lord, thank you.
I'm I'm rooming in a hotel with Patrice, and she said I didn't even snore.
Praise God. Praise God. That's what
Amen.
I'm telling you about, T-Line, that if I try to describe it, it would seem like I was boasting or bragging. But I know this ministry. I know this ministry from the top to the bottom and inside out.
Yeah.
But the thing, a word came through, and the word was humility. We have to mm-hmm. stay in humility. We have to understand and acknowledge that it is Christ working through us. You understand me? And
Amen.
When they yielded in submission to him, we can be used by him to bless other people. No, was there any fluff in the meeting? Was there any exaggerated? Was there any lies? Or was there any of that?
No, ma'am. There was not. There was great equipping for the ministry. It was something that we all need. Every person needs this.
Brothers and sisters, you cannot go in the presence of God and not be changed. Always remember that. When it is really God, it is life transforming. And that's why that's the word God used. And be ye transformed. And be ye transformed. God is a transforming God. What does he want to transform you to? His own image. His own likeness. You know, I just put it like this. It was Jesus' school. Would you agree?
Amen.
Okay. Ask your partner. Ask your roommate if I could talk to her for a minute.
Hey, Dr. Erica. Hey, Ted.
Yeah. Praise the Lord. How was the school? Talk about the school.
The school was great. I came in with expectation, but I didn't know how good it was going to be. I knew it was going to be good, but I didn't know how good, because you get in atmospheres where you know that it's not all the Lord. It's a lot of fluff, but this was straight the Holy Spirit. Received a lot of freedom, a lot of things broken off. Like, it's like I woke up this morning, I felt brand new, like years had been restored in my body physically that had been lost through just craziness. And I woke up with a joy that I have not had in about 2 years. And I could see clearly in the natural, like my sight has been restored after yesterday and the impartations and just sitting under the teaching and watching everybody else get free and how Dr. Erica really ministered through Jesus, and she allowed Jesus to use her, and the humility, like everyone in the room was subjected to the humility of God and just received.
That is why the enemy tried his best to stop the school. He came out some ways. I didn't know he could come out some sideways. You know what I mean? But brothers and sisters, God is on the move, and no human being can stop it. No human being can stop it. When God told me, move to Dalton, Georgia, I'm going to put you under an open heaven. I'm going to provide your back. I'm going to cover your back. I'm going to give you the protection you need spiritually by placing you in a place with an open heaven. And brothers and sisters, God did that for me, and God did that for you through me. And I am just happy to give him all the glory. And one of the people there, I think it was Jason. Jason, can you dial in? I heard him say something I don't even know if he knew I was listening, but the Holy Spirit, when he said it, it just kind of quickened me. He was talking about, what did he say? I think I forgot what he said, but he was talking about God. It was something he said about God. Brothers and sisters, you see, this internet is fine. I love it. It's a medium that works. It works for me. But let me tell you something. It will never replace the corporate anointing. It cannot. It cannot. It cannot, and it will not. And I've always known that. Okay. I'm looking for Jason. 0017. You can't get through. I don't know why you can't get through. What's with your phone? Or is it the Blog Talk? I know the devil mad. Understand that. But he gonna be madder than that soon. He gonna be madder than that soon because see, God told me in the beginning to go to the convention center. But I was trying to be polite. I was trying to find out how they do things up here in Dalton. And I was trying to be courteous and not step on anybody's toes, just hold back and wait. But I'm going to tell you this, too. God had somebody from the oil that was there when the oil first started pouring on the walls. In Grace, in the store, and Susan from Grace sent over about, 7-8 vials of the oil for something, and I know it was God because God had just told me to do what he told me to do that morning. So nobody knew but God. But God sent some of that oil. Let me see why we can't connect on the Blog Talk. God sent some of that oil, and we were able to pour some of the oil in buckets with my oil. And I am telling you, there's Jason right there. I am telling you, I mixed that oil with my oil, and I saw God move. Jason, I got your phone open. Can you hear me?
Good morning.
Good morning. Talk about the school. Tell the people about the school.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Wow, so much. So, first of all, the minute that I arrived there, I was talking to Cynthia, and I knew right then that's where I was supposed to be. I mean, obviously, I already knew that anyway, but God started speaking to me when you come in and we started having class for a lot of things for a long time, a few months, about 6 months since coming out of the cult, many things. And I was so mind blown while we were there teaching and the words that, you know, when God was speaking to everybody there, and all I could keep saying was, wow, God, wow. You know, so many things. And I went through deliverance myself. That was, it started out as, I've had stomach problems all my life, ever since I was a very small child. And when Cynthia and I and you had sat down and I was going through deliverance, I told Cynthia I was just kidding when I was shaking my head, but I wasn't just kidding. That was a rebellious, a mocking spirit that I had, and I had no idea.
Mm-hmm.
And when we were going through deliverance, I had a fire that started in my stomach. All I could do was point at it when y'all were talking. I couldn't even talk. And that's when it, after that, it comes tearing up out of my throat. And you probably didn't see it, but what come up had black. It was black specks in it. And it was just the most ungodly taste I've ever tasted. But I knew right then my stomach was ill because everything, and this is consistent now, my stomach issues are consistent all throughout the day, every single day of my life. They've never stopped, ever. And since then, I have not had not one issue with my stomach.
Amen.
And also, not that it's not about falling out on the floor. I get it's not, and that's not what I was expecting. But that was the first time that I had ever fallen out under the Holy Ghost ever. And when I was down there, so many things. It was almost like I could see. Well, that's exactly what it was. I could see so many different things, and all I could do for a second was stare at the wall. But then I was so overwhelmed. His presence just was so strong on me. All I could do was cry like a baby. And all I kept hearing was, it is finished. It was done. No more. It was done. Fully delivered. 100%. And I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful for you, Dr. Erica, and Ted Lyon Ministry and Ted Lyoners. This has been the most amazing experience of God at Jesus School in my life. And I really appreciate that.
You know what?
I'm finally healed, fully healed. No more doubt, no more, you know, I'm not worthy enough to receive the healing. And I may not be in my flesh, but his blood, his son that is in me, says that I am. He's what
Hallelujah.
Makes me worthy.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
And you know what? It was Victor that said it to you.
Yeah.
That's what I heard. I heard Victor said. He had his hands folded, and he said, like, look at this, school, deliverance, teaching,
yeah.
training.
All in one. Hallelujah.
You remember
Absolutely.
When he said that to you?
I do, yeah.
I said, you know, God, that's how it's supposed to be. Your teaching should be fun. It should
Absolutely.
Be lively, and it should be effective. It should
yes.
be effective. And what
and
I
it was
what
all
I'm,
of those.
Yeah, and what I'm really happy about is I know because of my own deliverance. But see, you're not supposed to use your deliverance as a standard. All right.
Yeah.
So I could say I know. From having prayed for thousands of people, that you can be delivered completely.
Hallelujah.
And you can be delivered at one time. And I know that there is something wrong with people who have to make people come back and come back and come back and come back because it appears to exalt the inefficiency of God. Or the inability
Amen.
Of God. And so what I have always asked God, let me prove your reality to people. Use me to show people your ability, God, to be God in their life. And this is the first school that he took me all the way back to the beginning when I got ordained as an exorcist, okay? And showed me this is where you were in the beginning. Now I've allowed you to get all this teaching in the middle so that you will effectively be able to sit a person down or bring a person in a room and I, Jesus, can deliver them effectively and completely, perfectly, but completely. There's a difference.
Praise God.
There's a difference. And brothers and sisters, I got to admit, Jesus was able to work because there was nobody in that room resisting him. Nobody in that room fought him. Nobody fought God in there. Everybody in that room was basically We were all, everybody was on a different level spiritually, but we were all in agreement about one thing. Jesus is able and willing and has the ability to set me free. But they didn't come there necessarily to get set free. They came there to be trained, but their hearts were toward Jesus. Every heart in that room was toward Jesus. There was nobody in that room call themselves competing with anybody else. There was no spiritual identity problems in that room, because everybody in that room knew that we all had a need for something that Jesus has, and that something happened to be himself. It was himself. And there was such a varied group of people in that room. And God had to be supernatural, brothers and sisters, to meet each person at the point of their expectancy. And I believe he did that, because I saw him go back. I did see a couple things I had never seen before. I mean, I had done the deliverance, but because I had been doing so much over this internet, see, this internet is okay, but it ain't perfect. And it's far from being able to see the room became so full of the heaviness, the weight of God. The weight of God, the weightiness of God was in the room, brothers and sisters. And that is called the glory and the anointing. The anointing and the glory came together. And by that I mean each person's own personal anointing kicked up. And so when their anointing kicked up, and in the name of Jesus, it rose up, and then the corporate anointing came down, and that's when you experience the weightiness of God. The weightiness of God, brothers and sisters, is something that has to be, hear me this morning, will somebody put in the chat room for me, caught. The weightiness of God has to be caught. The weightiness of God has to be experienced, because I don't care how you try to teach it, it cannot be taught over the internet. It has to be caught, and it has to be experienced. And it only comes when the word of God is being taught and the truth is being brought out, because God says in his word, signs, miracles, and wonders following the word. You hear me? And that's what God did. But the word was not heavy. The word was used as God presented it. And whenever God reveals himself or manifests himself, you know that a blessing is in store. Now, I wish I could get Bruce on the line, because his deliverance was one that I had to see, and God did that so that I would know that his word is absolutely positively true in this area. So can I possibly get Bruce on the line this morning? I don't know if you're awake. I know you're at the hotel. And I don't know why, but you need to hear this one. Thank you, Lisa. Would you post in this chat room for me? I don't have anybody to do that. Let me tell you, I want to get his permission to tell this, because it ain't my testimony. I've got to tell this one, though. This is one of them ones that I'm going to be telling as a witness, because it's something that we don't deal with, and I didn't know the far... Oh, Bruce is coming. Okay. I did not know the far-reaching aspect of this. And Tedline, please hold on. You need to hear this. You need to hear this. And I'm just amazed. This one got me. It's always whenever God manifests his glory, he's going to teach you things. And you should be in expectation for him to teach you something. I was. And you know what? He always uses people. God always uses people, brothers and sisters. What's the last four on Bruce's number? Can I get the last four on Bruce's number? You got to hear this. Oh, here it is right here. Hey, Bruce, is this you?
Yes, ma'am, it is.
Okay. May I talk to them about that spirit from your great-grandfather that was affecting your family line?
Absolutely, you can. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Bruce, we were in the class.
Yes, ma'am.
You want to give it? You want to give that testimony? Are you going to be
out? Yeah, you can.
No, you give it. It's your testimony.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Okay. You tell me when to begin.
Okay, go ahead. I want them
okay.
to hear.
Yes, okay. I had been having a problem for years with sleeping and it's only sleeping when it's pertaining to things of God. And what I mean by that is if I'm in church, I can be wide awake, I might fall asleep. If I'm praying, I'm going to fall asleep. You know, if I'm reading God's word, I'm going to fall asleep. And it could be, you know, after I've been wide awake all day, but when it comes to the things of God, sometimes I've been struggling and I fell asleep. And I know yesterday in the class that we went, we were having such a great time there, and the atmosphere was great. The Spirit of the Lord was there. And I was excited to be there, so I couldn't understand why, you know, I was falling asleep in there. But when in the day before, you know, in the same class, I mean, I had the same enthusiasm, excitement being there, and expectancy, and it was just great. It wasn't like it was a boring thing. I mean, I was excited. There was so much going on supernaturally in there. But somehow I got this spirit, you know, this slumberness that just came over me. And what amazed me yesterday about it was for me to even speak out, you know, about it and let Dr. Shepherd, meet me on that situation. You know, I allowed her really to get rid of this problem for me. But generally what I would have done is I would have stayed back there and I wouldn't have said anything, because I would have been, first of all, you're going to be embarrassed sleeping through something anyway. You're going to be embarrassed. And if you and Dr. Shepherd, if you and her, anything that with her, you know, she is the type that she loves everybody, but she will call you out, though. And I just, you know, she didn't call me out yesterday, though, but I'm sure she probably knew I was back there sleeping or going in and out. But, some, you know, she asked me a candid question. She said, Bruce, tell me what you thinking, what you saw. And I said, I've got to be honest, Dr. Shepherd. I was back here sleeping. I haven't seen anything, you know, I wasn't thinking about anything. I was sleeping. So I had to be honest back there and tell her I was sleeping. And so she began to ask me some questions, you know. she began to ask me questions about my father and my grandfather and his downline. And, you know, she asked me some questions. And what we discovered is that when she came, it came out that I was actually born like a from a bastard situation, even though I had a father and I had a grandfather. But it goes back, you know, generations and generations and generations. So, you know, it was affecting me. And I was just glad to get to the root of the problem. It still amazes me, you know. It amazes me every time I think about it, you know, that, you know, because ever since 9 years old, when God had a calling on my life, I know he started with me earlier. I had been noticing it since then that I had just been sleeping, you know. And what I did not tell the class yesterday is that the entire time that Dr. Shepherd was talking, that ladder that she talks about, you know, and I've never told her this, that angels ascending and descending, you know, I've had that dream when I was 9 years old. And I remember some, you know, it was brought out when I was grown, and I cried because, well, the reason I cried is because I'd never understood, you know, what, you know, I know what I saw. I saw a ladder, and I seen angels ascending and descending. I seen some coming up, some coming down this ladder, and the ladder reached to the sky. And it's like they've done this every, you know, it was just something they'd done. Some were going up, some were coming down. And I had that dream. So I knew exactly what she, you know, talked about. I mean, I knew it amazed me. I just sat back. I never said anything. But every time she said ascending and descending, that's what really got me, because that's exactly what they were doing, you know. And it was thousands of them. I mean, you know, a number that you couldn't even count, going up, some coming down, and going as far as you can reach into the sky. You know, you've seen them, and it's just amazing.
Okay.
But I'm, yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me break this down to them.
Okay.
You stay right here, though, but because you need to tell me, but I didn't know you had that vision, okay, of that open heaven, which is what drew me up to this area in the first place, is why God sent me here. But brothers and sisters, listen to this carefully. When he said he was sleeping, I had been watching him with his eyes shut, with eyes looking through his eyes, eyes looking through his eyelids. So I was teaching the class about seeing in the spirit and operating through seeing in the spirit. But I was wondering, and I was asking God, whenever God lets me see shut eyes with eyeballs looking through the shut eyes, I know that there's a familiar spirit, a generation or family line spirit looking at me and looking through the eyes of that person. That is why they put the person in a trance-like sleep. It is not a natural sleep. Even although they're sitting there feeling like they're sleeping, they hear everything that's being said. Am I right, Bruce?
And yes, ma'am, you are.
Because this spirit is utilizing their eyes and utilizing their body, kind of like time sharing. But the only way that the spirit can do that is to get them in the sleep realm. So I know that spirit. And I also know that whenever I see that spirit, that spirit is working as in a tune with, and it got tapped into yesterday when I was talking about the messenger of Satan, Galatians 5, the messenger of Satan that comes alongside anyone that is anointed and called and chosen of God to do a work for him. So I got up from the front and I walked back to Bruce because I needed to see that spirit up close. And what happened was, Bruce's mother and father were married when he was conceived. His grandmother and father were married when his father was conceived. But guess what? His great grandmother and grandfather were not married when his grandfather was conceived. So this spirit came in through the curse of the bastard. And this spirit had been operating through his grandfather and through his father. Now, this would be familiar spirit and transference of spirit, but the seed and the root would be the curse of the bastard. The Bible says that the bastard shall not enter into the congregation until the 10th generation. But if somebody gets saved, then that curse is broken. The curse is broken, but the curse does not become ineffective until the spirit is cast out. Now, another interesting thing. As high as the anointing was in that room, when I went back there to confront that spirit, it said, no. It said, no, I'm not coming out. So I said, you coming out, and you coming out now. So we cast the spirit, but that was the first time I had seen many, many, many familiar spirits. But this is the first time, and then I found out that his dad wasn't saved. Okay, they were married. His mama was saved. No, she wasn't saved then. She got saved later.
Exactly.
But he was married. And his grandfather and his grandmother were married. But you see what the scripture says? Curses of the fathers unto the sons to the third and the fourth generation. Sometimes it'll skip a generation, but it didn't skip a generation this time because he was born. And he came through a blessed, sanctified birth canal. But guess what? That spirit was a familiar spirit, and it still had to be broken. I found that to be straight Bible. And that's what I love when I see the Bible come alive and I see the Word of God manifest in the truth. And so, and we know it's a rebellious spirit because, but we also know that it came against him when he had, now I know, a revelation from God at 9 years old that he was called and chosen and anointed by God. Are you getting the picture, Deadline? This is awesome. This is awesome. Now, that spirit is gone. The curse, which probably got broken in church before today, before yesterday. But the problem is, you can break all the curses you want to. If you don't cast that spirit out that causes the curse to be effective, you've done nothing to help the person. Nothing. Nothing. And guess what? The spirit will get even stronger if you call yourself breaking the curse and do not remove the spirit behind the curse that makes the curse effective in the first place. So I learned, as I'm always doing in the school, how to do more, how to do better. And thank you, Bruce, so much. Now, I didn't know you had seen that vision, but that is just another witness, because your life changed when you came up here under the open heaven and put your hands in that oil. Am I right?
Amen. It has changed so much, It's that so many hidden treasures that were inside of me that, you know, these are intimate things I haven't shared with anyone except you know, my soulmate on this earth, my wife. My wife, I've shared a lot with her about things like that. But they've been, you know, God had shown me himself years and years ago, and that's why I know that the fight, you know, I know now why I've been being hindered and buffeted all of these years. It's because of these things, you know, and even a slumbering spirit, as Dr. Shepherd told the TED line about, I can see now how that spirit has stopped me and stunted me from doing lots of things for God. With the knowledge of, you know, with him showing me that vision, I can't even imagine, you know, it would sicken me for me to even think back of what I could have done with this knowledge, you know, had I not been put to sleep by something that I didn't even know existed, you know, a slumbering spirit. Come on,
yeah.
Now, you know, it's like, my goodness, it's amazing. But it jumped on me every single time when it's something pertaining to what God wants me to do. No matter how high the anointing is, and it doesn't get any higher than it was yesterday, for me anyway, and still, I mean, how could you fall asleep through something like that? I mean, it's, wow, I don't understand, but I thank God that it's gone now, Doc, I do. Thank you so much. I really do. I'm grateful.
I love you, Bruce. And Tedline, you know what the beautiful thing is? I was able to tell them to go where in the Bible to find that slumbering spirit. Because if you hear like, oh, slumbering spirit, she might be making that up. Is there really such a thing as a slumbering spirit? Yes. Yes. And everybody in that TED line school saw it and saw the effect of it and saw it get cast out. So we brought you a report from the school. Happy to give it to you. Looking forward to the next one with the Lord. And look, that's not all. There are other many testimonies. Many.
Absolutely, yeah. Many. Many unbelievable people
but
in
this,
there. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. But this one affected me personally because I got to see it and I realized that God let me see it because of one reason, that there are too many people. Because I'm going to tell you something, brothers and sisters. I knew that spirit worked, but I was thinking that if your mother and father were married, that I never realized it could go back on you four generations and affect you today. So one of my new normals will be now to break that slumbering spirit, just like I do the messenger of Satan off of God's people, realizing that it could be working all the way back to Adam if a person's family line has never been saved. So I learned at the school myself, you can't teach without being taught by Jesus anyway. And I want to thank everybody that came. I want to thank you, Tedliners, that helped me financially. And you will see the fruits, because many souls were witness to the power of God to deliver, the power of God to transform, and the power of God for them to be used. For them to be used, because I basically was teaching, and they basically were doing the work, being equipped by the Holy Ghost and by the power of God. Brothers and sisters, I want you today to have a good resurrection day. And I want you to ask Jesus, wherever you are, transform me. Transform me into your image and into your likeness. Transform me. See you tomorrow on 10 9.
forgiveness. All of my guilt was erased. The chains of the past are broken at last. I got saved. Oh, I got saved. I'm undone by the mercy of Jesus.
This is a song that my father-in-law wrote. The title of the song is You Keep On Blessing Me.
Oh,
over and over again.
Oh,
come on, y'all.
Yeah.
Over and over again. Here we go.
Let's try this. Clap your hands. Come on.
Woo! Over!
keep on loving me.
You keep on loving me.
Over and over.
Over and over again.
You keep on loving me.
You keep on loving me.
Over and over.
Over and over again.
Let me tell you, you know what, church? I can move around. I can wave my hand. Come on.
I can wave my hand.
When you speak to me, Lord, I can understand.
I can understand.
You gave me a home to live in, where I can lay my head. You know I could have been sleeping in my grave, but you kept me alive instead. You keep on loving me.
Keep on.
Keep on loving me.
Resurrection Sunday to you and your family forever. In Jesus' name.